Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, this is Zero Hour for Michigan election officials. People are coming in today casting their absentee ballots. And of course, tomorrow, the midterm elections at the precincts. The ACLU of Michigan has sent a letter to clerks across the state reminding them of what voters do and do not need in order to vote. Sharon Delente is with the Michigan ACLU. Sharon, you wrote that letter to the clerks because of some problems that voters encountered at the polls. Like, what kind of problems?
Well, we see two primary problems. Number one, we sometimes see that clerks have information posted either in their main offices or in the polling locations that gives the impression that a voter must have photo ID to vote. That is not Michigan law. Michigan law does not require a voter to have a photo ID in order to vote. They can sign a simple form called an affidavit, and then they're given a normal ballot. The second place that we sometimes see that kind of misinformation is in the polling location. Sometimes that could be, again, a sign, or sometimes, unfortunately, it could be an election official who's working the polls who doesn't understand the law fully, and they occasionally improperly tell the voter that they are required to provide photo ID and sometimes turn them away, sadly.
Okay.
So we wanted to get ahead of that and make sure that clerks were reminded and were posting all the proper information and training their employees about the proper requirements in Michigan.
So just thinking about this over this weekend, on Saturday morning, I went to my local clerk to file an absentee ballot. And she did say, do you have a driver's license, which I offered. So it's okay that she asked, but what should have happened if I did not have a license?
That's a great question. So yes, election officials will ask you, and I encourage all voters in the state of Michigan that if you have a driver's license or a personal identification card, go ahead and bring it with you. Don't hold back. Bring it with you. As you may have seen, as voters realize, if they do have the ID, they can sometimes swipe it through their scanner, and it just makes the process move a little more quickly. But election officials, both in the clerk's office and in the polls, must know and must offer to a voter who does not have an ID a simple form that they can sign saying they don't have it or they don't have it with them, and then they're able to vote a regular ballot.
Now, there are a couple of other questions that I know hang out there as we try to bust misconceptions or misinformation about what is required or not when someone votes. So we know that you do not have to have photo ID, although it helps streamline things if you do. What about someone who's been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, so that is another important question. It's a second myth on my list. Returning citizens can vote in Michigan. The only individuals who cannot vote are individuals who are currently serving a sentence in jail or prison. But any individual who has returned to the community, no matter how long or how recent, and is no longer serving a sentence, if they are registered, they are absolutely able to cast a ballot.
What else is on your list, Sharon?
The third myth is that you can be turned away. In the state of Michigan, no voter should be turned away from a polling location. If you, as a voter, are unable to be found on the voter registration list, but you swear and affirm and sign a simple form that you did register in time, you have a right to a provisional ballot. So nobody should be turned away and just sent home. If, on the other hand, your election officials say, hey, you're not registered here, you're registered at the school down the street, that's a good idea to go ahead and go to that proper location that you know you are registered. But if they say, just, you know, I'm sorry, I can't help you today, and send you on your way, voters should be empowered to ask for a provisional ballot. The final thing is the idea, it's a myth that voters can't get help or assistance with a voting challenge. We have hotlines that are available and open right now, and voters can know that they can call them and talk to a trained attorney who understands all the complexities of Michigan election law. They can call 1-866-OUR-VOTE. That's 1-866-687-8683. And as they like to say, operators are standing by.
So finally, if someone gets to the polls and is told you can't vote, what should they do at once?
They should ask the election official who's running the polls, ask them to call the local clerk and look for their registration. Sometimes the local clerk in the main city or office is able to find it. But again, in the worst case scenario, if they're given no other options, and they're not being told that they vote up the street, they should ask for a provisional ballot and be able to cast their vote on Election Day.
Sharon Delente, Michigan ACLU. Sharon, thanks so much.
Thank you.